back. So a few weeks ago, we spoke about the incredible case of Heather Hudson and her 21-year-old son. If you don't remember, Heather's son was forced to get the jab in order to work his dream job, but the shot injured him so badly that he nearly died. It's our opinion that that is the intended consequence of these shots. Her son had an overwhelming autoimmune response that attacked his entire body. He began coughing up blood, shedding skin around his hands. He developed blood clots in his joints. Heather's son might very well have died if she had not gotten him into the care of Dr. Eduardo Balbona, who immediately started him on, guess what, an ivermectin treatment regimen to attempt to undo the damage of the clot shot. Well, today we wanted to welcome Dr. Balbona back onto the show. He says that the case of Heather's son is anything but unusual. We wanted to talk to him about what exactly is happening inside the bodies of young people post-injection that's causing such a varied array of debilitating side effects. He says that it all centers on the infamous spike proteins and how the shots don't just contain them, but they actually train your body to make more of them. Obviously, we want to learn more about that. And to that end, Dr. Balbona joins us now. Sir, thank you for coming back. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what is it about the spike protein? What is it about the shots that causes these young people to produce more and more of them?
Well, when the vaccine was first introduced, we were told that the vaccine would be injected into the arm and would last there for 2 or 3 hours and then be destroyed. It would not go anywhere else in the body, and there would be no harm. We would just expose the immune system to the spike protein, have an immune reaction, and it would be a very effective vaccine.
Yeah, we've proven that that's a lie. All of that is lies. So what is it actually doing, Dr. Balbona? Yeah.
So it's actually spreading throughout the body, and it's persisting at least for months, if not longer. And it's causing havoc in several different organs in the body and tissues. The spike protein binds to the ACE receptor. The ACE receptor is ubiquitous in our bodies. It lines our blood vessels. It's in several organs, such as the heart. And the spike protein attacking those tissues is leading to complications and injury in patients.
Have you ever seen a natural coronavirus that does what this so-called respiratory virus is doing or behaves in this manner?
No, I mean, there are features of the coronavirus, COVID-19, that appear to be very unique and appear to be man-made in nature. They're causing problems, I would say, in three categories: neurologic, hematologic or clotting, and finally autoimmune. And the autoimmune component of it may be from the spike protein, but also may be from the mRNA carrier, which is a phospholipid bubble that we know has several immunogenic components, such as polyethylene glycol or PEG. About, depending on the study, up to 40% to 50% of people have antibodies to PEG. And if you already have antibodies to it and you keep injecting it into people, it's very predictable that the immune system is going to react. And it can react in ways that are not not healthful for the patient. It can activate the innate immune system, which really means the complement cascade that activates the clotting system. And suddenly you have an otherwise healthy person in a life-threatening situation, like was the case with that patient.
We've been really blessed here on this program for the bravery of Karen Kingston, who formerly worked for Pfizer. She's an incredibly qualified, extremely experienced biotech analyst. And she brought patents to us. Now, these patents are used in the injection, so nobody can dismiss this and say, well, people get patents for things all the time. It's never been used. No, these patents were used here for this virus and these shots. And for the pegylated lipid nanoparticle that's contained in the aforementioned, it specifically states that this is a weapon of biowarfare. Do you agree that that's what this is acting like?
I think that there's a compelling case to be made that this was actually developed in a bioweapons laboratory, and that likely was its intent. You know, the question of whether it was released intentionally or by accident is beyond what I can, you know, guess. But I'm hopeful that this was not intentional. This is a novel, serious virus. It causes a lot of problems. I think what has been most disturbing to me is the attempt by, you know, institutions we've trusted for for years and by our government to interfere with the treatment of this virus and subsequently with the treatment of those injured by the vaccine for this virus. The symptoms are actually very similar. I mean, the virus produces spike protein, and fortunately, the body has mechanisms of controlling that and generally does within a few days, a week or two. And the vaccine we misguidedly created creates much more of this spike protein, and the spike protein is very toxic. Why we're using this vaccine is a mystery to me.
Well, it's not a mystery to us. I mean, we believe that we know why this is being used. And I want to get into some of the treatments, some of the things that you have found that people can do in just a second, because obviously people are looking for remedy. There's a lot of people who have post-injection remorse. They want to undo what they did. We'll ask you if that's possible in just a minute. But to address the intent, we don't believe that these are vaccines at all. If these were just a misguided science, or if this was an accidental leak, or if this was a mistake of some sort at the Wuhan, you know, Institute of Virology, which is a bioweapons lab that we believe that this thing was intentionally released from. If it was a mistake, though, Dr. Balbona, don't you agree that with the amount of death and carnage and not side effects or adverse events, we consider them intended consequences, with all of this documentation and data regarding these bioweapon injections that we now readily have access to, with the recent Rasmussen poll that suggests that close to 50% of Americans believe that they know somebody who's died suddenly after getting these injections, don't you think that they would stop them if it was an accident, if it was not intentionally released?
I have repeatedly called for the mRNA vaccines in particular to be halted. They're not safe. There's no evidence that they're safe.
So the question is, why is nobody listening to you, and why is nobody listening to us and the other doctors and millions of Americans that are screaming to stop these shots, incinerate the supply, seize them, and hold accountable the people who released them?
I think there's been a dearth of integrity. I mean, if you look at the medical institutions, probably the most glaring example is ACOG, the Association for OBGYN, which has never recommended vaccines during pregnancy. They took a lot of money from the federal government, and suddenly every pregnant woman should have this vaccine that is not safe. It's not safe in pregnancy, and it's harming our most vulnerable, you know, the infants and the pregnant women, and they won't stop.
That's the
intent. More and more, you know, physicians are saying, no, this has to stop. And what I try to tell patients is this is not political. This is medicine. And we can't harm our patients. If we believe that the shots are harming patients, and there's very good evidence that they are, I'm seeing it every day, we should stop doing things that cause harm. And especially in these populations that have zero risk, like pregnant women, like, you know, young children, they have no risk from COVID. I live in Florida. You have a greater risk of being struck down by lightning than you do dying of COVID if you're a child. That seems like a very straightforward reason not to give these children something that could cause permanent harm or even death. I mean, it's not even a discussion. And unfortunately, our institutions will not have a discussion. They won't have a debate. They won't review the science and the data because, I mean, all segments of society, from the insurance companies to the Kaiser Permanente hospital systems, are seeing harm and the failure of these vaccines. Are not protecting people, they're not stopping transmission, they're not stopping hospitalization or deaths, and they're causing increased excess mortality.
Yeah.
There is very convincing evidence that once we rolled these out, excess mortality spiked.
Yeah, and they're not doing anything to protect people. They're doing everything to kill and harm and maim and handicap and incapacitate people, especially our children. And to address the kids, it would be better for him to have a millstone tied around his neck and drown in the depths of the sea than to harm these little ones. We have to continue to fight for our kids. And okay. Go ahead.
No, I just don't understand how pediatricians can sleep at night doing this. I mean, I was like, come have this. How can you do this?
There'll be a spot for them at the table at Nuremberg when we have that 2.0.
If you would have told me physicians would be so passive and so compliant, you know, 5 years ago, I said, no, we're a prickly bunch. We don't obey. We do what's right. And that hasn't been the case.
We're thankful to God that there is still a handful of you out there. With just a couple minutes here.
They just need to be woken up.
Yeah, they do. And they need
to stand up, take care of your patients, be a good physician. Even in California, you need to be a good physician. If the government says they're going to, you know, harass you and intimidate you and coerce you, if every physician in California said, no, we're not going to do this, it would stop. You know, everyone needs a good physician. There are lots of good physicians, and they're being compromised by the system. And we cannot allow that. That's just wrong.
What should people do to treat themselves in, I have 2 minutes left here, and I'm sorry, okay. It was an interesting conversation. No, what should people do to treat themselves if they've gotten one of these injections, or if they're around people who have, and they're concerned about shedding and other effects of this spike protein bioweapon?
Well, the first thing to do is stay healthy. For COVID and all things COVID, vitamin D, zinc, and C are excellent for starts. There are things that help remove spike from the body, such as intermittent fasting that promotes autophagy. You can learn more of that about that at the FLCCC.net website. There are also some interesting new therapies that are coming that I think make a lot of sense. So things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And again, every patient is different. So I'd sit with the patient and listen to them, see what kind of issue they're having, what kind of adverse reaction, if it's a vaccine injury. And then, you know, you treat the person in front of you. I wish there was one treatment that would treat everyone, but that's not the case. In some patients, they have the vaccine and their blood pressure goes crazy. It goes from 120 to 200 and they have a heart attack or a stroke. And other patients, they get the vaccine and their blood pressure goes to, you know, nothing, to 70 or 80. And we treat those patients differently. I believe it's the same phenomenon. It's the ACE inhibitor on the endothelium that's being stimulated by the spike protein. And the body is just reacting in a different way.
Yeah. I'm running out of time here, Dr. Balbona. We really appreciate you being here. You heard Dr. Balbona mention the FLCCC website. That's a great place to go. If you're looking for a doctor to treat you, we've told you about the doctors that we trust. It's a group that you'll find at heroicdoctors.com. These are not drug pushing drug dealers. These are not genocidal psychopathic maniacs. These are the people who will actually treat you on an individual basis. They'll prescribe things like ivermectin, like Dr. Balbona was speaking of. They'll prescribe things like hydroxychloroquine. You can find that group at heroicdoctors.com. We trust them. We think that you should check them out. People like Dr. Paul Alexander and others over there at heroicdoctors.com, Dr. Ben Marble, others who have been out here advocating for what Dr. Balbona was just speaking of. Also, as far as staying healthy like Dr. Balbona recommended, ZStackProtocol.com. More from that right now. We'll be right back.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100, commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
If you want to eat carbs, if you want to enjoy the things that we all love, like spaghetti, bread, potatoes, all the things that taste great, but you stay away from them because you think you're going to pack on all of that unwanted weight. Nope, you got to do keto. You got to do this or that. No. There is a scientific formula that allows you to consume the carbs that you want without putting on all of the extra weight, the fat, the stuff that you don't want. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew, thehealthyfat.com/stew. This is not some conspiracy theory tinfoil hat thing, although the hat seems to fit me well. It's not one of those things. There's a scientific formula. You'll find it at thehealthyfat.com/stew. More of the Stu Peters Show right now.